This is also Tudor?
Tudor Edward, yeah.
Hello, can I help you?
Hello, hi, is this Edward?
Yep.
Hi, Edward, it's Clayton. We're supposed to have a conference call today at 11:30.
Okay, what's up?
Is it a good time?
Sure is.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Okay, let me see if this helps. Does that help?
Yeah, it's much better, much better. Yeah, so we're on a call right now with one of my bosses. His name is Rick. What he's going to do is going to give you a brief overview of our app, and then from there we'll have some questions for you.
Hey, okay. Yeah, how's it going? I'm going to just give you a quick overview of our company, and then hopefully you can help us gather some information. So we're a small tech company, and we're making an app, and the app is designed to help small businesses like yourself, you know, kind of specialty service providers. So one of the core functions of the app is to generate leads. So we will do a bunch of marketing, and we'll have many, many users, and when they have a need, then we'll connect them with the many service providers that we work with. So we will also qualify them. So if someone says they need history tutoring and you don't do history tutoring, you only do math tutoring, then we're not going to match you up. We're only going to find the people that are looking for math tutoring, if that's what the service you provide, to match up with you. So
sure,
you won't get calls, you know, you won't be on the, sitting on the call telling, oh, I sorry, I don't do that subject. I only do these, you know, this, and that. So, you know, kind of streamlining.
Okay. So, right, go ahead. Okay.
Okay, and in addition to that, we will handle your clients, your contacts, as far as managing them. You know, you might have, you know, a student that has weaknesses in this area but strengths in this area, and, you know, you can.
Can I just ask a question right now?
Sure.
Okay. So you're probably familiar with a program called Wisent, yeah? Maybe you could just tell me how your program is different.
I'm sorry, what's the name of the program?
Wisent. Have you ever heard of Wisent?
Have you heard of that, Clayton?
I also tutor for a bunch of online companies already.
Yeah.
But your company sounds good, but what makes your company different in any way? You asked my review of the app. I'll be glad to help you with that. But,
right.
You know,
so
you're telling me all these clients. Okay, sure. You know, as
right.
soon as you refer me some clients, I'm ready to see them.
Right. So, I mean, that's we're in the development phase. So that's one of the reasons that we're talking to you and we're gathering market research. We're, you know, for example, this Wisent app. You know, what do you like? What don't you like? Is the obvious question that we'd like to know. Give you a quick overview again. So we'll have contact management with, you know, personalized notes.
Sure, I'll tell you right
invoicing,
now. Invoicing, right
credit card pricing.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
The thing, okay, usually all the companies I work for, I work with a bunch of companies.
Okay.
The payment is never a problem. It's just
okay.
Like, you know, making a big deal about it, like, even when they don't make a big deal about it, there's never been an issue. It's been real smooth.
Right, okay.
one of the companies that actually... if you want to actually spend your money right, the thing is that Varsity Tutors, you know Varsity?
Mm-hmm.
They're very heavy in the game. And I'd say that they pay their tutors about $15 an hour and they charge their students like $50, $65. That's fair, though, okay, because the thing is that they have more students than any other company. You know what I mean?
Right.
So in
right.
the end, right, like I was totally willing to just see students for a much lower price because they could fill in all my slots. I would have other students, by the way, who would, like, pay more from other companies, right? But
mm-hmm.
really, in the end, if you could, like, if you really said that you're going to have this marketing campaign and all that thing, that's real important. That's your sales pitch, and you need to deliver on that pitch. Because there's
right.
a lot of companies out there that say, oh, we're going to get you all these customers. And, you know, maybe they do, maybe they don't, you know? And, yeah, you know, that's the real end deal. Oh, some other things, by the way. Many companies try to prevent tutors from really meeting each other, talking to each other. They only provide end-of-tutor events, and that
mm-hmm.
makes sense. But that would be something that's opening in the market, right? Because I understand that you want to control, right? The tutors could try to, like, branch off on their own. Yeah, ever work in a brokerage firm? You ever work as a broker? Sales?
No, yeah.
It sounds like you're kind of doing that, yeah. But, okay, well, if you have, like, a little bit more experience with that, you can talk to people who work in sales, like hardcore salespeople. But it kind of becomes a very, it can be cutthroat business. So the thing is that they, when they have the corporate, they separate the sales side from the tutor side. Sometimes the sales side kind of pushes things in a way that the tutors aren't necessarily comfortable with 100%.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. But, I mean, you know, in the end, everybody's wanting to get money and get paid. So I guess, like, in the long run, I guess it makes sense.
Right.
From a business perspective. That's the best decision for you guys to make. But all the as in the whiteboard features.
Okay.
One thing that's
whiteboard
kind
features.
Of one strange thing is that Varsity Tutors the whiteboard, they actually made it less good. Yeah. They used to have a better one that I was very comfortable using, but now some features that I really liked are I could drag the PDF right to the screen in the browser, and it would just inject directly onto the whiteboard. I really like that feature a lot.
Oh, really? Yeah.
When I had. Yeah, you know what I mean? But the new one is I have to, like, press some buttons to, like, upload the PDF. What a big pain in the butt, you know what I mean?
Right.
I also really like it when you drag the PDF onto the screen, okay, into the browser screen. Sometimes the browser will try to just open the PDF on its own, but it's better when the program actually, like, somehow detects it and opens it up. And if each one is on a separate page, even it's better if the students have the option, yeah? Sometimes it's better to have all the material appear in one big frame. Sometimes better for each page to be its own page. You know what I'm talking about?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
That's a little bit, a little, yeah, this is definitely the information that we need. Yeah.
Especially the younger one, they love stickers. Lots of stickers, okay?
Okay.
If you have hundreds of stickers, that could be just, I know it sounds silly, right? And, of course, the basics, like periodic table, ruler, things like that. Have those available, calculator, right, on hand. How many times students come unprepared? If you guys have a scientific calculator, you could even hook up to Google free one, you know what I mean? There's a lot of apps that are available, like on development level APIs that are available. You don't even have to build out your whole thing. You can just have a skin on it. You're good. Yeah?
Right. Okay, that's interesting.
Any other questions you have about, like, the app or...
Yeah, Clayton's got some questions for you. Well, the app you mentioned was Wisen, W-I-S-E-N, is that?
Wisen's a very long-established one. In fact, probably one of the oldest ones in the market or one of the most well-known. Yeah, Wisen, W-Y-Z-A-N-T.
Oh,
W-Y. Very well-known. Yeah, W-Y-Z-A-N-T. They're a very old firm that's been on the online space for a while. And there's a bunch of other ones, but Wisen's kind of like the well-known one.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Clayton's probably researched that. He has some more questions for you as far as features. Thank you very much, though. Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Clayton, are you muted?
Yeah, hold on. Sorry about that. I was muted. Excuse me one second. Yeah. So the first question I have for you is when you think about your typical day, what would you like to see improved? For example, would you like help getting more leads? Would you like help with scheduling? Would you like help with marketing? Or would you like help with invoicing?
Okay. Well, the thing is that the first thing they talk about, like getting the leads, is really key. Yeah? And the thing is that when I was, after a while, after my schedule filled up, like right now, I told you before, like I was only making like 15 an hour with Varsity, which I really wasn't thrilled about, right? But the thing is that they were able to fill my schedule from morning till night, so I could work 12-hour dates. So I would really, sometimes I would clock $700 in like 3-4 days, which was great, yeah? So that was pretty cool. Once I start to hit that level, right, then I start to actually hire staff to make sure that my schedule was filled in a correct way. You get what I mean? Yeah?
Yeah.
So the thing is that there's going to be different tiers, right? Like the thing is that like, you have different people who have, you know, what's the right price for for this phone in my hand, right? It's whatever the other person wants to pay as long as you make a little bit of money. But the thing is that, you know, some people want to pay double. So you charge them double, you know what I mean? And then the people who want to save the money, you discount the price in such a way like they have to meet certain requirements, right? Like share, blah, 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 do free advertising, whatever, right? And then you kind of like still make your value. So you're talking about the the first thing that you talk about, get generating leads, that's the most important. But once that lead thing starts to fill up, then I want help with the scheduling. Yeah, because it's like, you know, someone could have, yeah, I'm busy with students. I can't talk to people when they're available to talk about scheduling. And I would save time and possibly make more money. Yeah, if I could pay someone like, you know, if I'm making $50 an hour and I can pay someone $15 an hour to handle scheduling, yes, I'm absolutely all for that. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, definitely.
So there's, all right, cool. So there's that. But my schedule has to fill first. And right now that I'm kind of, more on my own, like, you know, but, you know, because I make the money, it makes sense. So let's see. The last part was the marketing and stuff. And everybody's going to have their own marketing, like, feel to them. You know what I mean? Like, maybe I'm the guy who's good at the standardized tests. Maybe I'm, you know, that motherly figure that you were hoping for your little kids. So the marketing, you know what I mean? Honestly, I think most people are good at marketing themselves, but if you guys want to dip into that field, yeah, you know, absolutely get that extra money. What was the other thing? But I would definitely put that on the side for myself because I already built my own marketing materials just being an entrepreneur, right? What's the other thing you said? I think you said four things.
Invoicing.
Right? I've only mentioned three.
Invoicing.
Oh, invoicing is real simple. You know what I mean? I'm able to do all that by myself. You guys probably want to do it with the interface so you guys can take a cut or you assure your cut. But, you know, honestly, I would rather just do the invoicing myself to tell you the truth because, you know, when it's out of my hands, then, you know, there can be interference at that particular level. And, you know, that's something that is unfortunately part of the game. But, you know, do I really want to help with it? Absolutely not. I want to have as full control over my clients as possible.
Okay, and how are you?
And I can offer them things. You know what I mean? Huh?
How are you currently getting your leads? Are you using the platforms Varsity Tutors and Wisent?
You know, yeah, I work for a bunch of companies. I also independently advertise, and also I do go by word of mouth. I run aggressive marketing campaigns. That's you know, that's
okay,
one of the things that.
Who are you currently marketing with?
Huh?
Who are you currently marketing with?
I market myself. So, like, I'll contact my – I have a list of all the students that I've ever been in contact with, and then I give them offers. I'll say, look, you know, there's a free seminar coming up or, you know, here's a free hour for a friend, you know what I mean, and you can get a free hour for yourself, or, you know, how's your studies going, that kind of thing. I'm doing that all the time, you know what I mean? And people who are doing this, you know, really seriously, like, there's a couple different tiers, too. You're going to have, like, full-time tutors like myself who really actually – you know, are in it to win it, and then you have, like, you know, your casuals, which that's okay, right? And that's where you can make a lot of money off these casuals, right? High school kids, college kids, you know what I mean, you know, who just are willing to take, like, a little bit of money to, and then you can charge up. People who don't have the time to do invoicing or, come on, invoicing is the easiest thing in the world, right? You just send the thing on, you know, PayPal, whatever, you know, you send the invoice. There's so many ways, you know what I mean? You could even Zelle right now, right? Like, it's so easy now, you know what I mean? There's so many ways to send money.
Quick
world.
Question.
Yeah.
In the event that we were providing you with leads, do you have a preference as far as how you would like leads delivered? For example, would you like leads via call, email, or text? Do you have a preference?
Here's yes, I do have a preference. I prefer email. But, you know, honestly, I would take call or text. If the lead is possibly going to go away, then I want the opportunity to jump on it as fast as possible. Here's one thing just so you know, actually because I managed, here's something that happened with other companies that I used to work for, okay? At first, they would open up everything to everybody, right, when they first started out. So they'd be like, oh, yeah, like, I love to see students from Hawaii. I'm on the East Coast because that way when it's midnight in Hawaii, no, it's midnight for me, it's 6 p.m. in Hawaii, I can still see students on a full-time schedule. You get what I mean? That's how I was able to do like 12 hours a day. You get what I mean? So the thing is that, though, some other tutors who are not really as pro at this as me, I mean, look at the modesty right here. I'm sorry. Anyways, yeah. But the thing is that they're not used to juggling these time zones. You know what I mean? 6 hours for Hawaii, 3 hours for California, 2 hours for, you know what I mean, and 1 hour for Chicago, right? 2 hours for some parts of Phoenix, right? So the thing is that the tutors would screw up, and then the companies would start to just take that off the board. So they'll try to just give you what's in your local area. But, you know, it's probably good for you to maybe somehow, like, manage that and keep people as happy and making money as much as possible. You get what I mean? So for someone like myself, if you see someone like myself able to handle it, you know what I mean? I get that maybe it's just easy to have a blanket policy where screw that, you know, like, Nobody gets anything outside the time zone, or we try not to because it's a big headache. I totally get that. But, you know, I want that money, so I love those clients. And I prioritize those clients, to tell you the truth, because it's easy for me to find someone in 4 to 6 Eastern Standard Time.
Okay, now as far as lead pricing, as far as lead pricing goes, we have two options. Would you like for clients to call you directly, or would you like your clients to be pre-screened? For example, we can send you a cold call lead that may or may not convert and charge you anywhere between $1 to $5.
I want them to call me directly. Yeah, I used to actually try to hire people to like work the sales angle. Yeah, but they weren't even good at it. Yeah, go ahead. Please explain both options.
Yeah, so like I said, the first one is we can send you a cold call lead that may or may not convert and charge you anywhere between $1 to $5 per lead, or we can answer that call for you, book the session, and charge the client and charge you a small commission between 10 to 15% per lead. Which would you prefer?
I'm going to let you guys handle all that for right now, right? I would like to be able to convert later, but the thing is that I see you – so you guys can do the percentage thing at first, and if it works out, then
you
I want to switch
opt
over
in
to
and
the
opt
other
out.
Thing.
Yeah, you can always
you know
opt
I mean?
In and opt
that
out.
That way I can see – yeah, so I want to see how you guys do on that, like production and the thing, and let you guys worry about that. Just just convert a couple, and I'll start taking over, yeah?
Okay.
All right.
All right. And let's see here. As far as scheduling, what are you using to schedule your clients? Are you using Google Calendar?
Yes, I do, actually.
Okay.
I usually do that for my own internal stuff, yeah, but I just use the Google suite of products, yeah.
Okay. And you said you aren't paying for any marketing or anything like that. You're just marketing on your own, correct?
Yep.
And are you marketing on social media by any chance?
Yes.
Okay, what social medias are you marketing on?
Mostly, well, almost all of them, yeah. But in different ways. Actually, I need to step that up, and there's actually a campaign that we're starting that's going to be going soon because right now the website's down, but I'm bringing that back up, yeah. That's going to actually happen, like, in a week or two, yeah?
Yeah. All right, no problem. And let's see here. And last question I
have other branding
I have
that
here
I'm
for you.
Go ahead.
The last question I have for you here is that would you have interest in a mini CRM? Well, what a mini CRM is a customer relations management system, and what it does is it keeps track of all your clients, all of your clients' sessions. It keeps track of all of your clients' invoices. It sends your clients.
I'm completely fine
without
that. I'm completely 100%. Nope, I don't need. I'm completely fine without that.
Okay. Now, actually, I'm sorry. I do have one last question. Now, in the event, right, if we were to completely give you an app that did everything that we spoke about, and, you know, you opt in and opt out or whatever you like, what would you think that would be worth to you on a monthly basis for an app that, you know, would have all the features that you can go on there and get leads when you want, you can have qualified leads when you want, or you can convert your own leads when you want. As far as scheduling,
well,
you know, offer smart scheduling.
I think it would have to be free, to tell you the truth. There's so many other companies that are already out there doing it, like Wizen. There's other companies as well.
So Wizen, is giving you free clients, and there's no charge whatsoever.
No, they take a percentage. Yeah.
Okay. So you think it should be free and we should charge a commission?
Yeah. I think that's, right, like that's, even though I told you that's not what I really want, right, in the long term, right, but in the short term, right, because you got to prove that you can get the clients, you know what I mean? A lot of people talk about getting clients,
but
a lot of companies actually make it happen.
Yeah, when we reach out
we'll
to
see,
you,
yeah.
We did explain. Yeah, when we reached out to you, we did explain that once our app is ready, we want you to demo it free of charge. There's be absolutely no charge to you whatsoever. Well, what we're discussing is what the charge should be afterwards. That's why we're conducting the study.
Yeah, the charge for other people. Yeah, I mean, I just think that the same way that it's a barrier for me, like I wouldn't make it free for others too. Oh, you mean like the percentage, or are you talking about like the per student fee?
No, what I'm asking you is, as far as what would be a fair price for us to charge service providers for using our app and all its features on a monthly basis after they have already trialed it, liked it, signed up, and agreed to move forward. What would be a fair monthly charge is what I'm asking.
It depends on how many clients you're getting. That's all it depends on. If you can literally fill my calendar, I'd pay 15, 20, maybe even more, maybe even 100, 200, depending on the quality of clients you get me. Let's take a look at the different clients here. First of all, we have some clients that are like, you know, $50 an hour, and that's pretty cool, right? But then you have some clients that want to pay thousands an hour, yeah? Clients that want to fly me out to places, that's rare, you know what I mean? But sometimes they're also a headache because, you know, they have a lot of things they're taking for granted. But
yeah, well, we definitely don't want to limit ourselves to
yeah. And also, if you can get me a lot of $50 clients, like, I'm completely cool with that. I would like those thousands for, like, things to develop, and I've seen some of those, but honestly, like, things for them are so easy. Like, it's always easy for them to just let you go too. So it's not really that, like, you know, oh, they have another guy from Harvard, another guy from Yale, and they're distracted by all the experts coming around from every direction. It's like, you know, just a good, loyal family paying $50 an hour on a regular basis, that's great. And if I can fill my schedule with that, I'll be more than happy. Yeah? I don't need anything more than that. And if I could, and I would pay hundreds to maintain that lifestyle, wouldn't you? Right?
Yeah.
But you have to get the clients, like, dedicated for real. Yeah? Okay? And I got to get the whole, if I get it to 50, right, then it's worth it. But if I'm getting cut down to 20, right, I think Varsity's only paying 15. They get a lot of people soldiering up to do their stuff, but they spend a lot of money on marketing. If you start examining the marketplace, Wisent does not. Wisent's more word of mouth. But Varsity is in every single Craigslist board. They, if you type in Google, they're at the top of every search result. They, you know, they're really hardcore at it. You know what I mean? There's that in Kaplan and Princeton Review, right? But that's really the game plan. You guys, if you really spend the money, right, if you invest in the marketing like you say you're going to do, then, and you make it worth it, then, yeah, people will pay more money. Make sense?
Yeah, definitely does. Well, we pretty much have everything we need here. We do want to make sure that you paid for your time. We want to send a check out to you. Who should we make the check out to, and where should we mail it to?
Ed Lee.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? To Edward Lee?
Ed Lee. Edward Lee. 478.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Edward. Can you repeat that for me, the address?
478. Liberty Street.
Okay.
Newburgh, N-E-W-B-U-R-G-H, Newburgh, New York.
Okay. What's the zip there?
12550.
12550. Yeah. All right. Awesome. Thank you so much for your time, Lee. We'll definitely be in touch once we're further along, and we would definitely like to speak with you again, and hopefully have some things to show you in the near future here.
Sounds cool. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time. All right. Have a good one.
No problem.
All right.